The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on Kent Business Radio, on Biz Radio and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, July the 25th. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host, the stunningly gorgeous bird.
Oh, God, you did it wrong again.
I know. It's been ages since you were
math?
On.
Do it again.
It's me, Paul Andrews, with...
me, Bird on a Bike.
Bird on a Bike.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I want to do that, Eric. I'm right round the corner from you.
I can't see you either.
I want to do that Eric Morecambe thing, you know, and it's me and it's with him.
Yeah.
That's what we should do.
Yeah. I always get it wrong, though, because I don't see you for ages and I forget.
I know. Anyway.
How's your bike?
I haven't been on it for a little while.
Have you not?
No, even though the weather's been absolutely amazing. Yeah, business has gone mad, so.
Has it?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, speaking a lot and everywhere. So, yeah. It's all good.
Good stuff. That's great.
What do you know, anyway? How are you?
I'm all right, thanks. Yeah, I'm having fun. Yeah, doing loads of things. Yeah, it's been good. Yeah. Loads of things happening. Fruitworks is finally finished.
Good.
In this phase. We've got another plan coming along soon, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But it's finally finished and we're full.
What happened with the coffee shop?
It's up and running.
Is it?
Yeah, we went from working 5 days a week to 6 days a week. And then last weekend we opened 7 days a week because we're so busy. So we're open 7 days a week there now. We've got 140 businesses in there. It's going well. And then last week, I've got an email about it somewhere, which I'll read out in a minute. But I went on Friday, I went to the opening of Dragon Co-working in Rochester with Roland Stanley and the crew. Brilliant evening. Absolutely
was
brilliant.
Was it?
Yeah, I've got an email about it, which I'll read out in a minute. It was absolutely brilliant. We had a fabulous time.
Yeah.
It really was good.
Yeah, it looked, everybody was there.
Yeah, it's a funky place as well.
Is it?
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah. Yeah.
Anything with dragons is surely funky.
Absolutely, and I had some dragons there. Yeah.
I saw.
Did you see?
The woman with her mouth
wide open. She was brilliant. Yeah,
was
she? Really brilliant. Yeah, she stayed in character for the whole evening, which wasn't easy because there was a lot of kind of, you know, tiddly people by the end.
And there were a lot of big personalities there, I saw.
Yeah, there were. Yeah. That was good.
It was. It looked good. It looked amazing.
Excellent. Hey, listen, anyway, we want to hear from you, the people out there in the world of business, and you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can, in fact, call us on Ashford, 01233 220035. That's Ashford 01233 220035. You can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. I can't see you, Bird. You're hiding behind the screen.
And let me move.
By finding a way, the easiest way to get in touch with us live and interact with us on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. And please use the hashtag BBunker. We
we have to use it.
Yeah, we do. Otherwise, I can't find the tweets.
No.
Yeah. I have to say, we have had, and I've counted them, 1,933,766,004 tweets so far.
They knew we were on today.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got a few emails as well.
We have.
So I tell you what, Bird, do you want to start off with an email?
Yeah, of course I can. We hope you can join us for our fourth Wednesday networking event, which will be kindly hosted by Neil and the team at the Grasshopper on the Green, Westerham. Or is it Westerham?
Westerham.
Westerham. There you go. I don't come from these parts, do I? You know.
Well, Howard lives next door.
I live next door.
Oh, really?
Up the road.
Awesome. How do you say it?
Westerham.
There we go. Thank you, Howard. Westerham. As always, there will be charitable elements to our meeting and we will be raising money for the Royal Marsden through our charity raffle. Parking in the town centre can be limited, but there is ample parking nearby in the Darrant. Is it Darrant? Darrant car park, which is free for the first 3 hours and just a short walk. I don't come from these parts, do I?
No, you're from the West Country, aren't you, my lover?
You lot don't say Lanceston properly. You would say Launceston, or you'd say these mouse hole, you would say, instead of Mosel. You know, so it's, yeah. There you go. See? Yeah, it's just. And this is the beginning of the show.
Exactly.
We hope you can join us and look forward to meeting you on the 26th of July. The Sevenoaks and District Chamber of Commerce team, Westerham, at the 4th Wednesday networking, 26th of July, 10:30 till midday, Grasshopper on the Green, Westerham.
Fantastic. Thank you, Bird. I've had a tweet from Trace Creative, and they say, VanillaWeb, can we please have a shout-out promoting our 20% off for local businesses running until the 27th of August? And Trace Creative are web developers, graphic designers, and all things digital. So if you contact Trace and use the code BBunker, you can get a 20% discount on any of their products or services. And you can follow them on the Twitter and find out more about what they do. Their Twitter handle is Trace, TRACE_Creative. Trace Creative. So do give them a follow. I've also had a tweet from the lovely Natasha, who is Split Second Events on Twitter. And she's saying, I'm listening to the Business Bunker Show and you're all superstars. Well, of course.
Thank you. Naturally. Thank you. We'll
Thanks,
take
Tasha.
That.
That's lovely. Thank you. Give her a follow for that.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Split Second. So Split, the number two, ND Events. Split Second Events. Get it?
Well, I know Tracy Ferguson's listening because she's been watching your Facebook Live and she's put, hi, Paul and Brad. Can you give a hashtag B Bunker shout out, please, to my two brothers and all the fantastic riders in the hashtag Ride London on Sunday. Yes, we can, Tracy. It's an amazing, amazing cycle. Mm. And Leaf Hill is a challenge in a
killer, is it?
Yeah, I've done it a couple times now, and it's a brilliant, brilliant race.
Is it?
Just to be riding through the streets of London with no cars, or a closed race is always amazing. Mm. But Leaf Hill is a real narrow lane.
Right.
And you've got thousands of people going up it. So if one person goes off...
Is it steep?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Right.
It's like up. It's a brilliant challenge. Brilliant challenge.
But do you have to stand in the saddle to do it?
Well, I try not to because I'm super strong. But but it depends.
I knew you were going to say
Did
that.
You?
Yeah,
you were teasing me. It depends. If I've got a balance and I've got somebody, like literally a wheel to wheel.
Yeah.
So these guys, you've got to be great at riding. You've got to be great and confident at riding in a pack.
Right.
Do they do Box Hill as well?
They do, yeah. Yeah. Box Hill's good. Box Hill's good in... isolation, it's not so bad. It's 2 miles from the bottom to the top. I've done a couple of duathlons. It's called the Ball Buster. And it's the toughest. I knew it. See, I'm sorry, Nick. It's the toughest.
He did that deliberately, just to make you say that.
It's the toughest duathlon in the country. It's amazing. And you do Box Hill 5 times. But yeah, in isolation, it's not so bad. When in that cumulative effect, like London Ride and things, then yeah. So anyway, big shout out to them.
Cool. Thank you for that. I've had a tweet from a new listener called Rob Keeley.
I was going to do him. He looked brilliant. No, you do it.
No, after you.
Okay. Well, Rob, only because he's an author, and I thought, that's really nice to see, isn't it? So, big shout out to Rob. He says, I'm a children's author providing author workshops and have a new novel out in October. Congratulations. Please could I get myself a shout out, Rob? There it is. Would like to know what the book is, because that would be...
Yeah, tell us the book, Rob.
Yeah, be nice.
Yeah, so it would be interesting. Yeah. Or you could even send us a copy.
That would be
we'll
nice.
Have a bit of a read.
That would be nice. I'm just doing number two at the minute, so it's tough. So when you get a book out, it's great to...
When my kids were young, I used to read them a book. I'm going on a bear hunt.
Yeah.
Everybody's heard of it, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going on a bear hunt. We're going to catch a big one. I'm not scared. I even know the whole book off by heart. I read it that many times. My youngest was 22 last week, yeah.
Did you buy it for him?
No. Somebody bought him a book, but it's a spoof, and it's called I'm Going on a Bar Hunt. But the whole book is written like that. It's just the whole book as it's normally written, but removing the word bear and putting bar in. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
It is really hilarious, yeah.
Love it. Yeah. So, yeah, thanks, Rob, for shouting out.
Yeah. I did make reference to the fact that Roland had sent me a brief email about Dragon Co-working, and here it is. It says, hi, Paul, thank you for coming last Friday night. If possible, could you give us a shout-out on the Business Bunker, please, for everyone who attended on Friday evening? But I really especially appreciated everyone's help, but particular thanks to the Living Art Show, who was the lady dressed as a dragon, for Verity, for that be her name. The Dragon Queen, and you can follow them on the Twitter at the Living Art Studio. To Eastwell Ironworks for lending us Garrick the Dragon. They had a huge metal dragon there,
amazing,
which was absolutely fantastic. And you can follow them on the Twitter at Eastwell Ironworks, WOR. They ran out of letters, obviously. thanks to Zoe Cairns, Ash Lawrence, and to Paul Andrews, that's me, for speaking at the event. And, of course, thank you to everyone who supported us on the night. They certainly gave the new beer pump a good workout. Oh, they certainly did. And there's more information now available about Dragon Co-working on the website, which is dragoncoworking.co.uk. So do check it out. Fabulous place. Lovely new resource for Medway. Low-cost office space, easy to use, in a great location. Check it out. Good. What you got?
We've got a catch-up on hashtag BBunker and here from James Sinclair. So James Sinclair is going to be speaking at, he's a keynote speaker at Ashford Grow Kent Conference. Did you know this?
Yeah.
He's great. I love James. I've spoken with him a couple of times, actually.
Have you?
Yeah.
He was on the show. He phoned into the show the week before last,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice guy. Nice guy.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Yeah.
Very funny as a keynote speaker. So you will have a great time there. So that's for Best Business Events. And it doesn't actually say when it is. Do you know what it is?
Yeah, it's 30th of November.
There you go.
Ashford International Hotel.
There you are. Nice. I quite like it when they do it local.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
You be going?
I'm chairing it, yeah.
Oh.
As if you needed to ask.
And there we go. We just revved it up in that arena.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, cool. Develop your staff for free. Do you want to do that, Paul?
What?
Develop your staff for free.
Really?
Yeah. So, if you have answered yes to
above...
It's
free, it's good.
Yes, yeah. I'll have anything. It's free.
Exactly.
If it's free, I'll do it. You know,
if you have answered yes to the above, then you are Then what are you waiting for? Find out more information. So funded by the Local Enterprise Partnership and in collaboration with Kent Invicta Chambers. Is it IOXON? Is it IXION? You're really good.
IOXON.
IOXON. Is it? You don't know.
I don't know.
Ox. There's some great feedback for you. Unless
you're
know.
Greek. Unless you're Greek, it's not really pronounced.
Does anybody
really
know? IXION.
IXON. IXON.
IXON. Come on, you're really educated people. There we go. Thank goodness for that. So we don't know how to pronounce it. Can you let us know? So are offering a range of three-day courses at a venue near you.
I give Bird these ones because I can't say them.
Yeah. Can you imagine it? What I've got to do. These are available to any organisation with less than 250 employees. How long and how much? For free.
For free.
Any employee without a degree is eligible and will have the opportunity to achieve a training accreditation with EdExcel. That's a different word now.
Yeah, but you've got that one.
You know that one.
All
courses run for 3 days and they are free. For each course, oh my goodness, IOXON, IOXON will provide qualified trainers, refreshments and lunch together with the expertise and insights required to train your employees. Places are strictly limited, so avoid disappointment. Book now. That's Invicta. KentInvictaChamber.co.uk. Let us know how you pronounce that name, because it would be good to know.
It would. Yeah. We'll check it out. Yeah. Let's see what we can find. I've had a tweet from Paul Harrison, who's known as Yorkie808 on the Twitter, and he says, hi, could you give me a shout-out on the Business Bunker, please? Paul Harrison, Will Associates. He's a will writer.
I didn't know that.
Which is interesting, considering what we're going to be talking about later.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've got a story about that as well, because, as you know, I recently lost my dad.
Yeah.
And that was kind of interesting as well, reading his will. He always was difficult.
Really?
Bless him. So that's that. What have we got now? I'll tell you what. Do you want to read something else you got there?
Yeah, of course I can.
While I find some more tweets.
So we've got entry. Enter the Medway Business Awards. Companies are being urged to enter the Medway Business Awards to showcase their commitment to excellence and passion for being the best. The awards are now in their 33rd year. Goodness gracious me, that's awesome.
Yep.
And the annual search to find and honour the region's top business talent is hotting up. Chair of judges is Susan Jennings. Oh, that really surprised me. I thought it might have been you.
Me?
Yeah.
Hold on. Somebody's doing an event that I'm not
without
chairing.
Without you.
Is that allowed?
I've never heard of such frivolity.
I know. Yeah, avant-garde, aren't they?
And Susan Jennings is urging local businesses to submit their applications for this year's awards before the 31st of July and the closing date for the entries. So check out the entry requirements, and to complete and submit your registration online, go to www.mbawards.co.uk.
I've got a tweet here, which is really interesting, and I want to tell you about it, and I want you all to give them a follow, because it's a new Twitter account as well. The Twitter account is run by Joe Alsop, who we know and love from the Heating Hub, but she's got a new account, and the account is Show Home Network, all one word, Show Home Network. And what she's doing is it's a networking group that she's putting together for people that are interior designers, creators, furniture people, like our wonderful chair that we have in the corner of the studio that was provided by Cheeky Chairs. And for those of you obviously can't see it unless you look at the Facebook live stream, we've got a Who chair. On the front, it's covered in My Generation. On the back, it's Pinball Wizard. And Funky Chairs provided that funkychairs.com. Do check them out. They've got a range of fabulous chairs. But the Show Home Network is for people that make in furniture and interior design and fabrics and all kinds of things. And they're putting together a networking thing. So do give them a follow on the Twitter. As I say, the new Twitter handle is Show Home Network, all one word. So do check it out.
We've got Bridger Howes Limited listening in.
Is that Rich? Hello, Rich. How you doing?
He's all right.
Yeah, is he, Rich and Mark?
I would imagine we're keeping them very entertained today.
I would have thought so too, yeah. really interesting guys, Rich and Mark. Very, very, very knowledgeable about content and writing and PR and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Really good guys. Good. Well done. I've got one more email I'm going to read out, and then I think we might play some cheeky tune each.
I'm intrigued to find out what you've played today.
Yeah.
Is there a message behind it?
No.
Ah.
No, I just picked it at random.
Okay.
I was hoping I could get a shout out on the show on the 18th of July. That was last week. I did read this last week as well, but I thought I'd read it again because I couldn't read half of it because I printed it in yellow, which wasn't
hilarious.
Clever because I couldn't read it when I got on air. So I thought I'd read it again.
You have to squint and then you go to rewind and you have to...
Yeah, exactly. I even had to, you know, bin my vanity and wear my glasses and it still didn't work. I was hoping I could get a shout out on the show to wish me luck for my Duke of Edinburgh supported assessment. By the end of the week, I will hopefully be signed off as a competent to be able to assess young people completing the expedition part of the Duke of Edinburgh Award at bronze and silver level. Whilst the focus of my business is aimed at developing adults and those in the workplace, I'm always keen to be involved in developing the skills of students preparing to enter the workforce. And that's from the absolutely lovely Gemma Sharp, and her company is Lordeen Learning. And you can find out more about them by going to the website, which is lordeenlearning.co.uk. Let me spell that for you. It's L-O-R-D-E-E-N-E, L-O-R-D-E-N-E, Lordeen Learning, all one word, .co.uk. And on that note, we're going to play some cheeky tunage.
This is the house that funk builds. Groove a modern style.
Shaking that ass, shaking that ass, I see. Right, time for work. I'm off to Channel Facilities Management. Oh, didn't I say? I don't work for them. What I mean is, I don't start work without them. Channel Facilities Management is where local businesses go for no-hassle, peace-of-mind commercial cleaning, security, janitorial supplies and facilities management. Operating a safe, green and eco-friendly service with no chemicals used. Channel Facilities Management. Don't start work without them. Just call 0800 612 4415 or visit channelfm.co.uk.
RIFT Research and Development. Tax rewards for innovative small businesses. RIFTResearch.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Your business will grow if you take advice from people who've been there and done it. See and hear world-class business experts in masterclasses and workshops at the only business conference worth visiting. The Grow Kent Annual Conference, November the 30th at the Ashford International Hotel. Get tickets at growkent.co.uk.
Want more business in Kent? Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join our supplymybusiness.co.uk Kent Business Community today.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on Biz Radio, Channel Radio and kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, July the 25th with me, Paul Andrews, and...
me, Bird.
And Bird, we're here.
Hello. We got it right.
Guests. Yeah, we did.
Well done.
I remembered right at the last
minute.
No,
and me.
Good. We still want to hear from you. We're still getting loads of tweets coming in, and we've got loads of emails to read. We've got some fantastic guests to talk to. We're going to be talking to our first guest, Mr. Nick Bird, very shortly. But I think we'll just do a couple of emails before we do that, just so we can get settled back into it, and then we'll talk to Nick.
Canterbury Development wins top accolade at Housing Design Awards. The Mountfield Park development in South Canterbury has been presented with the inaugural Best New Neighbourhood Award at the prestigious annual Housing Designs. Over the next 15 years, up to 4,000 new homes will be built at Mountfield Park, 1,200 of which will be classified as affordable homes, together with business space, extensive new parkland, woodland, local shops, two new schools, doctor's surgeries and community meeting spaces. The land has also been set aside for a new hospital and improvements to transport infrastructure. The Independent Housing Design Awards promote innovation and quality in design. As well as praising the quality of the architecture plan for Mountfield Park, the judges also noted the sensitive way the design reflected the area's fruit-growing heritage and the thoughtful way in which the site's undulating landscape had influenced the design solution. Amazing.
Fantastic. Mm. Good stuff. I was involved with the planning of that. You know, when they were originally planning that. It's a really interesting development. It's in Thannington Without, and it runs along the side of the A28. An interesting thing. But they put a lot of infrastructure into it, which sadly doesn't always happen these days.
Yeah.
And that's really quite good, as long as they deliver the infrastructure, obviously. Cool. I've had a tweet from the lovely folks at Athelbray.
Every time.
Yeah.
Love them.
Happy anniversary. I happen to know it was...
Is that you and I?
No, the lovely folks at Athelbury.
Yeah.
Yeah, it came through. It was their wedding anniversary over the weekend.
Oh.
And I happen to know they celebrated it by having lunch at the Milk House in Sissinghurst.
Which
is a really nice restaurant.
I've heard about it.
Yeah. And funnily enough, my oldest son got married in the church next door, so,
beautiful.
Nice, yeah.
Beautiful.
And anyway, Athelbray have tweeted.
Nice.
And they say, can we have a shout-out, please, on the Business Bunker Show for our autumn management programme starting on September the 8th at Chilston Park, and it's for new managers. So if you'd like to book on it, you can call Kate on 01892 6... I had to put my glasses on for this. I'll do that again. It's 01892... 832059. It's probably easier if you just follow them on the Twitter, because I know their Twitter handle. And their Twitter handle is Athelbray Limited, ATHELBRAELTD.
How nice is this? Telcare Limited. I've said it's Tuesday, and that means it's Business Bunker Day. I love that. It kicks off at 1 p.m. Thank you, Telcare.
Yeah.
We love you.
Telcare are the lovely telecoms provider over there on the Midway City Estate. Yeah. Mm. No, thank you.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
It is brilliant. We've still got a few million tweets coming in.
Keep them rolling, keep them rolling.
Yeah. Oh, there's one from Bird on a Bike. How did that sneak in there?
Did I put one in, did I?
You did, yeah.
How funny is that?
You said alive.
Well, you asked for a shout-out, so I thought, hello.
Get a shout-out, yeah.
Yeah, and you actually asked about the chair.
I think you're actually talking to Tassie, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Tracy Ferguson. Oh, I think that's what it was.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'll lose the plot on Twitter these days. Take your business to the next level. At our impressive centre, set in the heart of the bridge, the Nucleus provides professional workspace with offices ranging from 132 square feet to 2,000 square feet. These offices are ideal for companies with between 1 and 15 employees, where they can benefit from a flexible, professional, supported and equipped office environment. There's flexible serviced office space, a dedicated on-site team, access to in-house business support, excellent road and public transport links. Our workspace agreements are tailored to suit your business requirements. These range from a flexible agreement with as little as 1 month's notice to a fixed term providing you with greater security. You even have the opportunity to increase in office size as your business takes shape. You can find out all about it by going to their website, which is nucleus-dartford.co.uk. Nucleus-dartford.co.uk.
Well, the Innovation Centre have said, hey, hashtag Business Bunker, can you tweet these guys? And these guys are called Catch/IT Services. And they said, can we get a shout out for our event on the 27th of July, please? Go on to Eventbrite and check these guys out. So that's Catch/IT Services. Go cool. Check them out.
Yeah, fantastic. I'm just trying to catch up with... Oh, Cars from Kent. Hi, Bird on the... I know you addressed it to you, Bird. What is that then?
What? I don't know.
Hi,
maybe
Bird.
Maybe they knew I was on.
I'm not happy about that. Hi, Bird.
Who should come first, Paul or Bird? Surely I am. Should be Bird and Paul.
It is.
Alphabetical,
it is.
Isn't it? That's all they've done. They've just been...
Oh, I see.
You know, etiquette.
Okay. Anyway, they say, hello, Bird. Can we have a Business Bunker shout-out, please? You can sell your car for £9.99 until it's sold, and then you can buy your next one on carsfromkent.com.
Love that.
Yeah. So there you go.
Ethel Bray, have you seen what they've put on with their dog thing with thank you? I love them every time they put these funny
little
things on.
Was that Kate and Keith?
Yeah.
Yeah, the lovebirds.
Shout out, please. You've had it, Ethel Bray, yeah, loads of times, but I just love the thank you. It's brilliant, Kate.
Cool, good. Do you know what we're going to do now?
We're
going to talk to our first guest.
Yeah.
I think that's what we're going to do. It's an absolute pleasure. This is going to get confusing now.
Do you think?
Yeah, because he's Bird as well. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome Nick Bird, not Bird Bird, but Nick Bird to the show. Hello, Nick.
And I am occasionally on a bike.
Are you?
So, there we go.
There you go. Bloke on a bike.
Yeah, but I've got mine trademarked. You can't have it.
Oh. Nick, thank you so much for joining us on the show. It's a pleasure to have you here. Why don't you kick off by telling us a bit about you and what it is you do?
Well, I just thought, I've been interested in listening to the conversation earlier on. I've learnt a couple of things about Paul, actually.
Mm-hmm. Only a couple?
Just a couple. I mean, the first thing is that he will do anything, as long as it's free.
True.
And also, quite disturbingly, he writes in yellow ink.
What?
You write in yellow ink.
No, I printed it off in yellow ink. Somebody sent me an email. You know what happens? I print the emails off because it's easier to read them when you're on air rather than try to find them all in a stack of emails. But, of course, when you actually get them, they're all kinds of – people have got all this graphic design stuff that they use to send you emails. And I have to pick my way through it. And I was in a rush, so I just hit print and printed it off. And it wasn't until I got it to try to read it that it had printed half of it in yellow. And it just – you couldn't see it. Exactly. Banana yellow. Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah, that's true, Nick.
Okay. So, I run a company called Everywhere Business Tools, but it's actually changing its name to Successful CRM.
Right, okay.
And some people know me in the area for CRM, surprisingly, right. Mr. CRM, and especially Mr. Zoho. But actually, you know what? In the last 2 years, when I've been talking to people, I've realised that CRM doesn't work for most people.
Okay.
And the reason it doesn't work is that, for
example... First of all, just in case there's someone out there, just explain what CRM is.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. CRM is customer relationship management. Mm-hmm. And I've been for 2 years trying to explain to people that customer relationship management isn't a database. And frankly, I've just given up. So let's just say it's a database.
Yeah.
And the problem is that most people think that... if they get a CRM, it's going to organise them. Mm-hmm. And 90% of the time, that doesn't happen.
Right.
Because you've got to be organised in order to use a CRM. Mm. So you have to do it first.
Yeah.
The other thing is people... Yeah, go on.
No, go on. I totally agree. And I was going to ask you, from your point of view, and I know you probably spent an awful lot of your life trying to do this, tell us what you think a CRM is and why you think a CRM is important.
Okay, yeah. So CRM is what it says on the tin. It's customer relationship management. It's about managing your client relationships.
Yeah. So would you say that it's a process that you're trying to do rather than a tool that you're trying to use?
Although, I'll go one step further, actually. Yeah. I'd say it's a concept, it's a way of doing business and thinking about business. Mm. And if something like 70% of CRM projects fail, and if you look at people like Gartner and all these other people, the reason they give for that is that people just don't realise that it's about the way that you approach business. It's a strategic and structural change in the way that you do business. That's a really big kind of scary time kind of topic for most businesses to think about.
Sure.
So what tends to happen, and it happens with technology in general, is that people get a tool and it's a golden bullet to solve all their problems. Yeah. It just don't happen like that. They are just a tool.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and the tool is defined by the job you give it to do. Mm. So if you buy a very expensive CRM database and actually you just want to keep names and addresses on it, what you've got is a very over-engineered contact management system, and you might be better off with just Gmail or Outlook and learning to use that properly than actually going out and investing in a CRM system. Mm. Sounds crazy for somebody who's in the CRM market to say these things. Mm. But, I mean, what's very important to me is that I add value to my clients. Mm. And what I don't like to do is see people with a CRM system and just not getting any benefit out of it.
Okay. Can I ask you a couple of supplementaries there, just so we get a feel for where you position yourself in the marketplace? Are you a producer and supplier of CRM software, or are you providing consultancy support and management services, or both?
Well, what I'm doing is I'm providing consultancy. Because I think what's important is to help people to define what CRM should be doing for them, or what that tool should be doing, giving it the job that it needs to do.
Yep.
And that is putting your relationships at the very centre of your business. And it's that really requires a bit of a journey. People need to follow a journey to actually get to that state.
Sure. I mean, it is interesting, isn't it? We had another little set to with my favourite corporation over the weekend. We won't name that famous telecoms company, which I will use an anagram for, TB.
Terrible disease.
That real pain. That's an organisation that doesn't even recognise the term customer, as far as I'm concerned. So, but they've probably got humongous CRM systems, but they don't kind of pay attention to it.
Great case in point.
Yeah.
Because it comes from their purpose and what they're about as an organisation. Mm. And this is where people like, say, Virgin, people like that are so different. Mm. I'm not saying Virgin are the paragons of all virtue, because they definitely aren't. Mm. But they have a purpose behind what they do, which is client-centric.
Yeah.
And if you talk to Richard Branson or something like that, he probably wouldn't acknowledge they've got a CRM as a database. That's not what they do. But they're about delivering great client value.
Yeah.
But I think it goes wider than that. Mm. These days, and I think it's being thought about that it's actually about stakeholder relationships. Mm. So just to, if I could pursue that one of the things is that you can talk about putting your clients at the centre of your business, but who's actually contacting your clients, who's delivering that service? Well, it's your staff that are actually delivering that service. So you have to actually think about how you actually deliver value to your staff. Mm. Because if you don't care about your staff, they're not going to care about your customers. Mm. And the other thing is, the other person, the stakeholder, is obviously the owner of the business. So unless you're actually getting a good return for your investment and in business, you're not going to carry on giving the great value to your clients.
Yep.
And then there's another stakeholder within this as well, which is your community. And that's becoming more and more important with social media and your branding. Sorry, your brand rather than your branding, because your brand comes from your whether you're a good citizen in your community. Mm. So all of these things are actually becoming much more important. And what I've been doing over the last year or so is develop a whole methodology to taking people on that journey from where they are now to putting stakeholders at the centre of their business.
Cool. I mean, it's fascinating thinking about... I love what you said when you introduced what you were doing, because you kind of specialise in it, but you're getting fed up with it anyway because people just aren't doing it properly. And you do find that so often, don't you? And I think you made reference at one point there to golden bullets. You do. You go along, people will talk about this system or that system or this system, and they think just by buying it and implementing it that it's sorted.
Yeah.
And it really isn't, is it?
Absolutely. I mean, I know a fair bit about Zoho and Microsoft Dynamics, but I'm not somebody who would say that these are the best CRM systems in the world. They're not. Most CRMs that you talk that you find CRM systems will do a pretty decent job. You know, Capsule does a pretty decent job if you want a lightweight CRM system, Salesforce, etc. They all do good jobs. Mm. But the whole point and the key of it is what you actually do with them.
Yeah.
So that's my analogy there is, you know, you can have a screwdriver and a knife. I mean, a knife becomes a screwdriver when you try and screw a screw in.
I use a hammer myself.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. So it's about what you give it to do.
Yeah.
And it's actually defining that. And that's where most businesses have difficulty.
Okay. What you're saying to me is, to a large extent, it could be about culture change, really. It's about
definitely
strategy and culture change.
Yeah. Definitely. And is it Peter Drucker said that the enemy of culture eats strategy for breakfast?
Mm.
And this is why I'm saying that my own personal belief is that CRM is much more of an HR issue than it is a marketing issue.
Right, okay. That's an interesting take on it. Mm. So... Everywhere Tools, which is shortly to be rebranded. Remind us again.
It's Successful CRM.
Successful CRM. Is that your area? Your area of expertise, CRM systems and the culture around
it? Well, it's what you do with it. I mean, I spent 35 years in sales and marketing, and lots of people have done that. I think what's different about my experience is that I've sold in about 6 completely different industries. And I've held every position, you know, from banging on doors in the old days in the 80s, you know, going around trading estates. I've done all that right through to sitting in boardrooms of merchant banks like Rothschilds, people like that. So I've done all that sort of stuff. I've also done marketing. I've got my hands dirty. And also where I got my most satisfaction was in supporting clients, some global clients like Starbucks and people like that. So that's where I got my love for what CRM is supposed to do.
Okay.
And in that time, I picked up the skills to actually implement CRMs and do that.
So as a business, where are you based, Nick?
All over Kent, but at Maidstone.
Right. Okay. So with the kind of services that you're offering now from your business, what's your target? Who do you particularly target, or is it just general?
Well, I'm looking for businesses that really have this consciousness to start with,
right,
that they have a feeling that they have a purpose bigger than just wealth creation.
Mm.
Now, that might sound strange, but if you look at businesses like that, they actually end up earning more money than people that actually focus just on creating wealth. So you could think of Apple and...
It's interesting, I happen to know, because I've seen you, we follow each other on Facebook, and I've seen you post a few things about this, and I'm going to kind of mention it, if you don't mind, in a minute.
No.
But it is an interesting phenomenon, isn't it? I spend a lot of time, as does Howard, talking to wannabe businesses and startups and people like that, and you see so many people, and they fall into two camps for me. 90% of the people that haven't got a clue how they're going to make any money at all, out of their business idea, because they've spotted a gap in the market without ever asking themselves why there might actually be a gap in the market.
Yeah.
And then you get the other group of people that just don't care. They just want to make money. But the reality is, what tends to happen is you do something, you do it with integrity, you do it with passion, and it tends to actually just make you money.
Yeah.
Now, I happen to know, because I've seen you post it. If you don't want to talk about it, that's fine. But I've seen you post the thing where you were trying to promote a thing called conscious capitalism.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah. Give us an overview of what you're thinking is with that.
Okay, so the idea of conscious capitalism is it's capitalism, right?
Mm.
So it's not about not making money, but it's a way that capitalism can actually be a force for good in your communities and a force for good for society. And if you think about capitalism, what it's done for us, it's brought, you know, great wealth to people.
Absolutely.
You know, over the last 200 years, etc. So capitalism isn't a bad thing, and it started to be seen as a bad thing. But it was never intended to be that. So conscious capitalism is basically the idea that you have all these stakeholders in your business, and what you do is you balance the value that you give to them. So we talked about staff and people like that before. Now, if you do that correctly, then your business does become a force for good. And that's, you know, in my own personal business, that's my purpose, is to support business as a force for good.
There's a really interesting website that bears out exactly what you just said about the how beneficial capitalism has been to society across the globe. There's a website called humanprogress.org, and that just has all the raw data from everything, everywhere. And the data is overwhelming. The rise in health, the rise in infant survival rates, the rise in education, the rise in wealth across the world, the rise in access to good healthcare, the minimisation, although it doesn't always feel like it, if you work for the BBC, in the equality gap and diversity on every dimension in every country in the world that you look at, free markets have produced the biggest results.
But you've got to get it. You've got to have that correct view of capitalism, that it is about releasing the creativity of the entrepreneur to actually deliver good to people.
Absolutely. I mean, if you think about it, a business transaction really shouldn't be at odds, because what you've got is two or more people entering into a transaction for mutual benefit.
Yeah.
Now, I want to buy something from you. You want to sell something from me. Why should that be a potentially bad maneuver?
Yeah,
it shouldn't be, should it?
No.
And back in the day, we used to call that a Chinese contract. I've no idea why. But there was some, you know, mythical saying that the Chinese never had written contracts because they never believed that you would want to rip each other off because it would never work. Unfortunately, it does happen. But what they actually mean by that is that you'll only do it once, because you won't get away with it again, because your reputation will precede you.
Exactly.
Fascinating concept. What led you into thinking about that?
Well, it was this whole thing about it was really strange, because I have actually printed on my business card my purpose, which is business being a force for good. And I thought about that, and then I was given a book, and I don't know if Anwyn Cooper's listening to this, but I was given a book by Anwyn.
From Get Fruitful.
From Get Fruitful Marketing, because she thought I'd enjoy it.
Right.
And it set off a whole train. So I've been working with Anwyn and the folks.
What was the book? Was that Anwyn's book?
It's her Conscious Capitalism. By John McKay, who had Whole Foods Markets, just been sold to Amazon.
Okay.
But she gave me the book, and Anwyn and I have been sort of like talking about this for a while, and we've also met up with Aspire, you know, the accountancy, Tony at Aspire.
Yeah.
And we've also now also linked up with Conscious Capitalism UK, which is run by a lady called Gina. And what we're looking to do is to actually to promote that concept in Kent.
Okay.
So it's a bit early days yet, but we're thinking of, you know, possibly doing some meetups and things like that.
People who've
got that same sort of consciousness and purpose.
You kind of touched around it on the fringe, and I'm not going to push you there, because I'm going to say this, and this is my words, not yours. But one of the things that has dismayed me over the last couple of years is this narrative that is starting to happen, that somehow business is evil or bad or not good. And that's just dreadful. It's a dreadful thing to start to try and promote, because you are very much in danger of throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I fully concur with the fact that we have to be very conscious of how we behave in business when we're doing things, and how we have to be a force for good. But I think to start to tar things with the wrong brush is very dangerous, and it's something that I've not been happy about for a while, because politically you're seeing it more and more.
Yeah.
So I really laud what you're doing, because it's redressing the balance and starting to get to show people that, you know, it's not about systems, is it? You know, there are some people that are just not trustworthy in the world, and there's the 99.9% of people that are. And no matter what system you have, somebody that's not trustworthy will find a way to get around it. Yeah. So to try and set policy based on the 0.1% of naughty people is ridiculous, really. So I really do love what you're doing. Nick, thank you for that. And let me take you back to your company. Yeah. If people want to find out more about what you do in your CRM consulting business, how can they do that? How can they get in touch with you?
I'm on LinkedIn, obviously, and do a lot of posting on LinkedIn and
Facebook. I did notice that, yeah.
There's a I've got my website, which is www.successfulcrm.co.uk.
Right.
So, you know, obviously you can get in contact me through me to me through there.
Yeah.
And my email address is nick@successfulcrm.co.uk.
Fantastic. Nick, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. Absolute pleasure to talk to you. Do stay with us for the rest of the show and feel free to contribute in what we're going to be talking about later on. But for the moment, Nick Bird of successfulcrm.co.uk.
Thanks very much.
Absolute pleasure. Good stuff. Thank you. We're approaching the halfway point in the show, but we've still got loads of tweets, and we've got loads of tweets coming in. We've got loads of emails. We've got some fantastic guests to talk to in the second half of the show, too, with some interesting topics to discuss, I'm sure. Bird, have you got something you want to read?
Yeah, very excited to announce that the results of our flexible working research survey are here. I'm not even going to go into the you've given me some big hold ones today, haven't you? So this is at its 10 to 2's 10th year operating in this space. Love 10 to 2. I love them. Wanted to explore flexible working attitudes in greater detail to learn what's going well and what's changed over the past decade. We asked over 250 businesses for their views and over 1,000 employees with some really interesting results. Key findings were these. Things have changed for the better over the last 10 years, but it seems that there is still work to do. 91% of employers feeling that attitudes are more positive than 10 years ago, which is a great result, but only 29% felt that there had been significant improvement. Very interesting. It's the wordage. It's the words, isn't it? It's very powerful. 83% of employers agree that flexible working has benefited their business, with 56% agreeing strongly and none disagreeing. Interesting. I'd like to go into these figures. And then benefits quoted by employers of flexible working include greater retention of valuable staff, employing well-being and satisfaction, and access to a broader talent pool when recruiting. So that's from Andrea Starbuck at, she's one of the directors at 10 to 2. There's our, go onto our website, because we've got all the details of how to get hold of them, haven't we? Because I can't even read that out. I mean, it's laughable. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for
that. That's all right,
mate. Yeah.
I'll give it to you.
Come in, Bird. Come on, co-host. All right, yeah, I'd love to.
You can read all my difficult emails.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
No, it's interesting stuff. And 10 to 2, as you quite rightly say, Andrea, Kirstein and the gang over there run a flexible resourcing company, 10 to 2. And that's a really interesting report that they've produced.
I'd love to. Yeah. I'd love to read it. I want to know a little bit more about it, really.
I've had a tweet from Mr. Pollard.
How is he?
Yeah, he's okay. He said, I'm listening.
That's nice.
My broadband's holding up. He's up a mountain in Turkey at the moment.
Yeah.
And he's listening in Turkey, up a mountain, and his broadband has held out for the first hour of the show, which it doesn't normally do.
Well, sending him much love, because one of his dogs died the other week, and it's very sad, so much love, Chris.
Yeah. And to Miriam, of course.
And to Miriam.
I hope you're having a fabulous time out there in Turkey, and thank you for listening.
Building success in unpredictable times. Businesses in Kent are being urged to attend this year's Agile Business Conference, which is being focusing on building success during unpredictable times, hosted by Daniel Thornton, Programme Director at the Institute for Government. For the first day of the event, will feature keynote addresses from experts, including Chris Roebuck, Visiting Professor of Transformational Leadership at Cass Business School, London, and Dr. Patrick Dixon, ranked as number one of today's 20 Most Influential Business Thinkers, Thinkers 50 Awards. The conference, which takes place in London on the 4th and 5th of October, is being organised by Ashford-based Agile Business Consortium, the not-for-profit body that pioneered agile business thinking some 20 years ago. Daniel Thornton said agile has been shown to be a powerful tool for business transformation, whether in the public or the private sector. These presentations by some of the world's leading international business thinkers will give delegates the opportunity to learn more about the latest developments in Agile, now has been successfully implemented, and the lessons that can be drawn. And the second day of the conference will feature a diverse programme of collaborative workshops and roundtables to support further learning for three main themes: transformation and leadership, people and culture, and digital services. And the keynote speakers from day one will attend and facilitate this work. So you can get full details from Agile Business Conference 2017. To book a place, visit www.agileconference.org.
Thank you for that. Kent and Victor Chamber have got some free after-hours clubs events. They take place between 6 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. in the evening, and no need to book. And the next one is today, 25th of July, at the Great Danes Hotel at Hollingbourne, just outside Maidstone, starting at 6 p.m. this evening. And then on the 1st of August is the Conningbrook Hotel in Ashford. And then all of these start at 6 p.m. in the evening, and you don't need to book, you just rock up and join in. Really good events there. 9th of August at the Hythe Imperial.
That was a nod then at me.
And there was a nod at you, because it's just down the road. You can run to that one, can't you? Yeah. Oh, Amanda was telling me about you as well.
What did I do?
Yeah, you went walking in the woods.
Oh, yeah.
Or running in the woods.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with Lucy on your shoulders.
Back.
Yeah. You're just such an overachiever, Bird. You really are. Yeah. The 10th of August is at the Business Terrace in Maidstone. And that's the Borough Council offices, BOV. The 16th of August is Canterbury College, Canterbury. The 17th of August is at the Burlington Hotel in Folkestone. That's gorgeous. Get down there to Danny's gaff, Daniel San Giuseppe's Burlington Hotel in Folkestone. Have you not met him?
I've met them well. Yeah.
I thought you.
I did a spin class for them years and years ago because they do rugby.
Yeah.
They died.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really? That would be my overachiever label now that I've just been given.
17th of August is the Holiday Inn Coniston Hotel, Sittingbourne. And then on my birthday, that's a hint, 22nd of August, Great Danes Hotel, Maidstone again. Cool. Good.
And thank goodness I am an overachiever, because can you see what he gives me? Can you see the difference? It's just not
Look,
even...
you've got yellow there too.
It's not even funny, is it?
Thank you for that, Howard.
Yeah, thanks. So don't miss the leading construction event for the South East, attracting over 3,000 visitors and 200 exhibitors. Over 600 free, that was free, meet the buyer appointments. Just take a look below at some of the contractors you can meet when you book your free place at Construction Expo. I like to say the word free. We don't hear it enough.
You've said it a lot today, haven't you?
Well, you've given me a lot.
I know.
To say.
I've given you all the free stuff.
I can't believe it.
I've given you more than three.
And you've given me lots of words here.
Yeah.
And don't miss meeting thousands of construction professionals in one day. What you can look forward to is this. So find out how to take advantage of billions, that was billions of projects, major developments and regeneration projects, the latest on digital construction, including an update on BIM construction. I take it you have to be in construction to know what this means. Would you agree? Yeah. Is anybody else like going... Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. Construction in...
It is a big event, though. It is.
I know. I'd like to go just to see, yeah. Construction
in... You could build some bridges.
Oh, put them chat. How can we develop talent for the construction sector? Improving the competitiveness of the market. What is stopping you building? That's a great question. I've actually had a bit... See, I'm home alone with the children. I know. And I thought I'd put down my own wooden floor, and my mate just went to me, no. Get somebody in. I was like, oh, I thought it'd be quite an over and achiever thing to do, wouldn't it, Mr. Andrews?
Yeah, it would.
So find out the very latest from the keynote speakers and join the panel sessions looking at existing projects. When is this, Bird? Just get on with it. It's on Thursday, the 5th of October, and it's at Kent Event Centre near Maidstone, 8:30 to 4:30, free conference and exhibition. Go to Kent Business Radio to get all the details.
Fantastic. Yeah, you can find out. It's on the Best Business Events tab on kentbusinessradio.co.uk website. Well done, Bud. Sorry about that.
And I squashed half of that as well. I've missed half of it out.
I know.
You're not even funny today.
I know. I've had a tweet from Tracy Ferguson.
Please help me, Tracy.
Yeah, she's going on about the record I played earlier.
She loved it.
Yeah, she said, oh, yeah, baby, one of my all-time favourites. I'll shake my beauty to that.
So it wasn't beauty. She
no,
said
booty.
Booty.
Booty. Yeah, I was trying to be, you know.
Ah,
yeah.
Sorry.
That's all right. Anyway, no, good. I've had a tweet from Neil at FMRC, at Fraud Management Resource Centre. He said, could we have a Business Bunker shout out, please, for the Fraud Management Resource Centre, helping organisations fight fraud. Listening to the show, going really well. So thank you, Neil. Do give them a follow on a Twitter. Not a Twitter. Don't do that.
Don't want to do that. Don't do that.
That would not be a good thing to not do at funny. All. You'd be better off following them on Twitter, to be honest.
Here, guess who's giving us a tweet again?
Go on.
I'm trying to get you past it now. I'll let it go. Did you see that? What I was doing there?
Yeah, go on.
I thought we'd ignore that and we'll move on for you. I was helping you.
Oh, thank you.
Guess who the girls have been on today?
Go on.
Caroline and Liz.
Oh, the organic sisters.
Yeah, they said okay. Vanilla Web had a spiffing time at the Hythe Food Festival, one of the best so far for us this summer. If I'd known they'd been there, I would have gone down and said
you could
hello.
Have seen them, couldn't you?
I know. Yeah. I couldn't. My little man was doing a dance show.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Louis?
Yeah. Yeah, he's just finishing it all now because he's off to Brighton, isn't he?
Is he? Yeah, they're all leaving you, aren't they?
They've gone. They're all flying the nest.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you know what I'm loving? And this is what I love about this is we read out the shout out and they're all talking back to us.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
It's great. So we could shout them out again, but we're not going to do that.
No, I wouldn't do that.
That'd be rude.
I've had a tweet from All Health Matters as well. It says, great team away day last week. Thanks to the Grand RR Hotel, that was the Grand in Folkestone, for having us. And for Nilla Webb, oh, that would be me, for speaking at the event. And for Albane Photo, who are the photographers for the event. It was a really great event. All Health Matters. Do give them a follow on Twitter.
Have you seen the photo of you on Twitter here with the dragon lady?
Yeah. She
brilliant.
Was so funny. She was
you're
really
on there
good.
Now.
Oh, are they, somebody retweeted it?
Yeah.
Is that the one with her huffing all over me?
Yeah, that'll okay. be the one. Also, we've had a tweet from Channel FM Limited.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Ridiculous. Hashtag Be Bunker. We've just received our certificates for our iOS 9001. Your face is like, all right. So now that's... That should have a shout-out, please.
Fantastic. Yeah, absolutely. Channel FM, they're the facilities management company.
Exactly. Love them, don't we?
And they do eco-cleaning. They don't use any chemicals whatsoever in their cleaning.
Do you remember when you ate it when they came in here?
Yeah, to prove it, he drank the chemicals before they cleaned my toilets with them.
Seriously. I know.
As you would.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I really can't wait till our cameras are on.
I know.
It's going to be
the look
awesome.
The look on their faces just was brilliant, classic. Wasn't it? That would have been comedy gold all on its own.
Yeah. I love it.
No, absolutely. Channel Facilities Management actually cleaned my gaff at Fruitworks in Canterbury.
Mm.
And when they came to get the contract with all this eco-friendly stuff, they just said there's no chemicals in it. It's brilliant. And it's sparkly clean. Good stuff.
Yep.
Well done, guys. I hope you back. Gets better soon, Darren, as well. He's got a bad back at the moment. Good. What else you got? Oh, I've got something here.
I'm not giving you this email. It's so long. It's ridiculous.
Okay. Well, I'll let you gather your thoughts. Oh, I've had a tweet from Fruitworks, funnily enough. Just
have you?
Talking about that. Yeah.
Your
just
gaff.
Just saying they're listening in.
I love it because we've got global radio here. And if in America, could you imagine? They wouldn't have an idea what a gaff is, would they?
Well, see, I do it deliberately just to test whether they really are listening or not. And then I get loads of emails what exactly is a gaff?
Yeah, it's true. It's bizarre. We don't even hear it now, do we?
When we've got a studio in Dimchurch as well, and it's on an alpaca farm. And I got an alpaca stuck its head through the window one day when we were on air, and I just obviously made reference to that. And somebody that was listening on the East Coast actually emailed me and said, gee, I didn't know that you had wild alpacas in the UK.
Yeah, that's great, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Have you got anything else to read? Because we're really... I'll tell you what. We're going to join Abby in the newsroom.
Let's do it.
I think we'll join Abby in the newsroom. Should we do that?
Let's
hear the news from Abby.
Channel Radio News Update.
A man who killed a 5-year-old boy after he lost a shoe has been jailed for life. Stepfather Marvin Iheanacho beat Alex Malcolm after the boy lost a trainer in a park in London last year. He'll serve a minimum term of 18 years. The number of people shot dead by police in the UK has reached a record high. Figures show there were 6 fatal shootings last year. The parents of Charlie Gard say they're spending their last precious moments with him. They ended their legal battle to send him to the States for treatment. It's not clear when the 11-month-old's life support will be switched off. There's set to be a crackdown on new properties sold as leaseholds, Community Secretary Sajid Javid said. The